Reading from The Personal Sessions, Book 4 of the Deleted Seth Material. At Session, Deleted Session, November 12, 1977, page 94. Now, good evening. Rob, good evening, Seth. Seth, some time ago I said something to the effect that seeming miracles were caused simply by nature unimpeded. Nature's source, in the terms in which we have been speaking, comes from Framework 2. Narrator notes Framework 2 is referring to the inner self. Seth continues, there all of nature's true potentials lie ready to be actualized according to the circumstances and conditions, the needs and desires of the natural creature in Framework 1. The true potentials of nature are hardly suspected in most areas, since the nature of Framework 1 constantly flows into it from Framework 2, then Framework 2 is responsible for the shapes, forms, and the behavior, the potentials of nature as you know it. When you are working with Framework 2, you are indeed working with nature in the most basic way. In childhood, you do this automatically. You do not question the gifts of the gods, so to speak. Rupert's physical condition was the result of nature impeded. You cannot really know your neighbor's subjective reality. Some people throughout their lives merge the two frameworks unconsciously in a childlike manner. Others begin early to concentrate in Framework 1, so that Framework 2 goes more and more out of focus. Because you are natural, however, your existence is couched in Framework 2, and to some extent you are even saved at times from your own beliefs because additional insights or solutions are directly inserted into your mind in the dream state or in other moments of the day. Often, such information will be given time and time again in different ways until its importance is finally impressed upon your mind. You may have a series of dreams, all in one way or another, stating the message. Whether or not you remember the dreams or can interpret them, they will be, in a dream drama series, painting the reality of the world in a new fashion, giving the significant clues and, to some extent, altering habitual psychic organization. In a manner of speaking, now such dreams can operate as, say, post-hypnotic suggestion, so that you begin to react in a new way without perhaps knowing why. The kind of dream Rupert interpreted for you about the Shizani exhibition is an example of an excellent message dream, important enough to come to consciousness because you were ready. Then you consciously assimilate the information and add the strength and power of the conscious mind and conscious intent to the power of the dream's message. Rob notes, the dream Seth refers to happened on Wednesday morning, November 9, 1977, and Jane did an excellent job of interpreting it. The dream actually reviews the whole of Jane's and my life together, our motives and actions, fears and beliefs, etc. Seth, once you begin consciously working with Framework 2, help, support, solutions all begin to come, for you line up your conscious facilities with your unconscious ones in the most beneficial way, and your conscious goals fit in with your unconscious natural goals, the primary ones given you at birth. You are set right with yourself again. Again, this process automatically brings about powerful, beneficial changes. Any misconceptions, contradictions, seeming dilemmas are resolved, and now you are not going against your own nature, but with it. And from Framework 2, you draw out the greatest natural potentials that are uniquely yours. You are both doing very well. In a way, as Rupert mentally changes his significances, so does the body. It responds to even physical data in a new way. Vast interchanges have occurred this week that will make the actual normal locomotion possible. Your suggestion about elimination was a great help, for this automatically means that the body is exercised more in walking, and that bodily wastes are eliminated much more readily, hastening recovery. The body will feel less sluggish. Rupert's response to the suggestion means that his attitudes are indeed changing for the better. Your intent is specific and should be stated as such, as Rupert is doing, but that specific intent draws multitudinous areas into actualization, and Rupert will feel himself more and more supported in both his physical and creative endeavors. Framework 2, again, in a way, magnifies your intent. The work done there is out of all proportion to the effort expended once your intent is clear and the clear desire stated. Framework 2 is a powerhouse from which physical energy springs. It flows, that energy, to you automatically. Only when you say, "I do not want it in this area," do you cut down on that energy flow. Give us a moment. Very briefly now, for this will be a short session. In your terms of history, man appeared in several different stages, or ages, is a better word. Not from an animal ancestor, in the way generally supposed. There were men animals, but they were not your stock. They did not lead to anything. They were species in their own right. There were animal men. The terms are for your convenience. In some species, the animal-like tendencies predominated. In others, the man-like tendencies predominated. Some were more like men, some more like animals. The Russian steppes had a particular giant-sized species. Some also, I believe, in Spain, that area. There is considerable confusion, for that matter, as to the geological ages as they are understood. Such species existed in many of these ages. Man, as you think of him, shared the earth with the other creatures just mentioned. In those terms, so-called modern man, with your skull structure and so forth, existed alongside the creatures now supposed to be his ancestors. Give us a moment. There was some rivalry between these groups, some cooperation. Several species, say, of modern man died out. There was some mating between these groups, that is, of all of the groups, at various times. The brain capacities for your particular species were always the same. Give us a moment. Long pause notes, Rob. Seth. Many of the man-animal groups had their own communities. They might seem limited to you, yet they combined animal and human characteristics beautifully, and they used tools quite well. In a matter of speaking, they had the earth to themselves for many centuries, and that modern man did not compete with them. Both the men animals and the animal men were born with stronger instincts. They did not need long periods of protection as infants, but in an animal fashion they were physically more agile at younger ages than, say, the human infant. The earth has gone through entire cycles unsuspected by your scientists. Modern man then existed with other man-like species and appeared in many different places on the earth and at different ages. Give us a moment. There were then also animal man and man-animal civilizations of their kinds, and there were complete civilizations of modern man existing before the ages now given for, say, the birth of writing. Rob notes 3100 BC. Seth, take your break or end the session. Rob, we'll take the break. Seth, now, this will be brief. You are indeed affecting cells for the better through Framework 2 because your intent has become clearer. Before, that intent was diminished as far as its effects were concerned by your fears, your concerns about details, your worries about too many visitors or demands. Rob notes, evidently, our concentration on increased cells is working. Tam wrote us this week that he thinks so, and that cells have never been better. There are also no returns. The lack of returns lately, I told Jane, might be the best sign of all. Naturally, we want to see more evidence of our concentration. This should automatically come if we were indeed on the right track. At the very least, the fact that we're even concentrating on greater cells marks a great improvement for us, a great change of attitude. Now, Seth. Framework 2 brings about your desire, but also considers it in the light of your entire life situation. so that it comes about in the best way possible, fitting in with your natures. The clear intent, then, takes it for granted that the results will indeed be highly beneficial and not cause detriments. Your growing faith in Framework 2 about Rupert's condition has also helped free your intent about selling books. Before, you tied Rupert's physical problems with the selling of the books. Several important joint areas are clearing in Rupert's body. New tendons and muscles are stretching, and the large forehead area is now being relieved. He is working well then with his methods. You should read a few of the later sessions, however, to keep the characteristics of Framework 2 in mind. Rob, can I ask a question? Seth, you may. Rob, our sales have increased, but our mail has dropped off quite a bit. It seems like the two things have taken place together. I'm wondering whether there's any connection or whether the mail thing has taken place for other reasons. Seth, for one thing, Rupert sent out messages that he had enough mail for a while. This fits in with Framework 2 because it was known he needed the weekends right now to relax. The time of the year had something to do with it, for many people are already spending spare time Christmas shopping. Some of the people most influenced by the books, however, particularly Unknown Reality and Shazam, are the kind of people who will take time to digest the books before writing. There will probably be an increase in mail. You are setting forces working for you in Framework 2. Some of the results show, and some do not as yet. It is important to keep your intent with Rupert clear, that he will walk properly, that the books will sell well in a second instance, and then trust that the pieces of the completed pattern will all fall into place in Framework 1, as indeed they shall. End of session. Rob, thank you. Seth, look to your dreams then and keep your eyes open for further connections in Framework 2. And a fond good evening, Seth. Okay, thank you very much. Good night.